This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about a photograph, a sports photograph that appeared in the PJ Star actually a few months ago during the time of the high school state basketball championship tournament. Something we all missed out on, but Jasmine, you heard about this when you were down in at the Poynter Institute this summer. And can you explain the situation to us?
Right. I was attending Teachapalooza by the Poynter Institute, and Al Tompkins, one of the people down there that teach seminars, was discussing how things could be taken out of context. And he brought up this story by a blog post, actually, by Kirk Wessler at the Peoria Star-Journal. And he had written an article about this high school student, Jalen Brunson, and said that he had flipped off a crowd during a semifinals game. And it apparently it didn't happen the way that the blog was written.
They had a photograph. The PJ Star had a photograph that showed what appeared to be the student athlete flipping off the crowd.
Right.
But as Tompkins told your class, you can be accurate without being truthful.
Correct. Yeah. He said it's very possible to be accurate and not truthful. They had a picture that showed what looked to be Jalen Brunson getting upset and flipping off the crowd. But when Al did some research into this picture to find out if this had happened the way that the Kirk Wessler had talked about it, he found out from some Chicago photographers that they had captured more pictures and they had video of it. And the frame that's showing this high school student doing this action was about a 13th of a second out of the whole thing. And he had just kind of thrown up his hands really quickly and back down. So it wasn't like he was actually going up there and taunting the crowd.
And when he tossed his hands up, you know, in some images, all his fingers are up. And
right.
The PJ Star just happened to capture this one image where it looked like he was flipping off the crowd. But it was not actually what the student had been doing.
Yeah, the PJ Star said the way their lighting system is configured, that they just got this one frame. They didn't get the whole series of pictures that the Chicago Tribune photographer did. Mm-hmm. And so they just happened to catch that one moment when his middle fingers are extended on each hand. When, if you watch the video that Jasmine alluded to, you see his hands go up, like she said, and then just for a split second, his middle finger extends, and it's impossible to conclude whether it was intentional or if it just happened by accident.
Right.
And
You would even notice that in the video if you weren't looking for that.
Exactly. You would miss it. So this frozen image, it is misleading. It makes it look like he's flipping off the crowd and just holding his fingers like that when that's not how things unfolded.
And that's that phrase, you can be accurate without being truthful, really applies here because it's not photoshopped. It's an accurate photo, but yet the way it's portrayed and the way Wessler wrote about it in his column, it's not truthful.
Now, I should note that this photograph and the column we're talking about were posted on a blog. The photograph was not published in print. The blog post did take the player to task for an unsportsmanlike gesture, and in an interview with the player or without giving the player a chance to explain himself. Later, the columnist followed up and interviewed the player's dad, who said that his son would never do anything like this. But it almost cost the son a chance to play, I think, in a later game.
Mm-hmm.
He was suspended. At the last minute, his suspension was overturned. So there was quite a bit of fallout for the player.
I would almost think it should cost the columnist his job. This is pretty a serious breach of ethics, I think. Certainly, if you're going to run something like that, you need to double check and make sure you're accurate about everything. I know you can look at that photo and see what appears to be accurate, but if you're going to write about something like that, if you're going to take someone to task for an action, I really think you need to get their side of the story. And I think with a little digging also, he could have uncovered video to look at the incident and see, did this player gesture at the crowd for an extended period of time or not? And in fact, he didn't. And like I say, I think it could cost someone their job. It hasn't, as far as I know.
No, I don't think it has. Now, they have gone through this blog post and redacted some things. You can see, things actually written with a line through them now. But, yeah, I think he jumped too soon on this story. I think he probably did not go and follow up and look at the context of this situation, because if you had seen that video, you would never have written this blog post about this person.
And it's one of the pressures of the industry is you think you have this great story, and you're probably thinking everyone else has it too, and so we need to get something out there. And you don't do that follow-up, that fact-checking that you need to do.
Yeah, I think it was the pressure of the news cycle and you know, you're trying to get something on your blog or whatever. They just posted it on their website. And maybe they were shocked by the photo if that was the only image they had, you know, based on the way their lighting system is. The photographer who took the picture did apologize to the player and said he should never have – he wishes he had not published the photo in anywhere in any venue given everything that happened.
It was the editor's decision to publish that photo, correct, rather than the photographer's decision? Or that may be typical in the newspaper business, Lisa? The editor makes that decision?
Yeah, I think usually it's the photo editor and the – photographer would collaborate, and maybe in this case the sports editor too, who wrote the column.
I got the impression the photographer did not even realize the image he had taken until he got back to the office, which would raise questions in my mind. Why don't I remember the player doing this, and why don't I remember some sort of reaction from the crowd or the other players or the other team? Why wasn't there some sort of reaction? And maybe you talk to your sports reporter. I assume the PJ Star would have had a sports reporter, someone actually reporting on the game to write on the game. Check with them. Do they remember this incident happening? And if not, I think you would check into it a little bit more before you would run with something so quickly.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how this actually unfolded. What the photographer brings back the pictures, the sports editor takes a look at them and says, oh, well, I've got a story right here. But I'm questioning whether or not he was even attending the game or saw any of this actually happen.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.